Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Representative Christine Watkins, and we're going to be talking about her bid for re-election coming up on November 5th. Christine, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you for taking the time.
I'm just real happy to be here. Thank you.
So let's jump right into things. You know, you've served in the legislature past few terms, but what made you want to run for re-election this year?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of things going in our district. And my district goes from Duchesne County, Carbon, and Emory, and we are part of the fossil fuel corridor that I just absolutely love representing. But especially in Carbon and Emory, we're trying to look to the future and see what we can do to change our economy, to bring more business in, more industry, and we've got a lot of things going. I kind of wanted to be around to help with that. I've been in the legislature long enough and been successful, so I have, I'm not going to say the word power because I would probably put that with leadership, and I'm not in leadership, but I have influence, and I want to use that for here.
And then, you know, you've ran about since May when things really got kicked off with the primaries. And that was a hotly contested one. You won by about 100 votes. But that really showed that a lot of people view you as one of the best choices to represent our district. So why, in your opinion, why are you the best choice to represent our area in the legislature?
Well, obviously, I've been there long enough to really understand how it works. I've gone through a lot of members that have come and gone, and of course, leadership. And I've proven who I am and what I stand for. And that is rural Utah. It is the fossil fuel industry, which is not dead. We, in the country and in the state of Utah, desperately need what we have to offer. And so I just feel like I have the knowledge, the temperament, and the skills to get done the things that we need for our area.
And then on a lot of your campaign signs that are hanging around the areas, you use the slogan True Grit. And we talked about this a little beforehand. You've had people come up and ask what it means. I've had people come up to me and ask what it means. But to you, what does True Grit mean, and how is that going to benefit your constituents?
Okay, it goes back a few years. My husband and I were putting together some trifolds that you hand out to people when you knock on doors and you leave them out. And he said he put in True Grit. And of course, he knew me really well, and he knew how I worked and persevered when there was a problem trying to get it solved. And so he put in True Grit. And because I don't back off, and I'm not afraid. And I'm willing to take risks. And last fall, literally about a year ago, we had some family pictures taken. We had lost my husband. So I thought, okay, we'll have a cute little family picture here with my grandson and my son. And so we're out in the backyard, and I have chickens. And so we took pictures of us without the chickens, and then they wandered. If you know chickens, they kind of wandered over by us. I picked one up because we have really friendly chickens. And these were strictly supposed to be for Christmas cards. But once I saw them, I thought, oh my gosh, me out there with kind of a cute blue flannel shirt and a chicken, and I'm in my backyard. That's rural. It's rural. And I'm proud to be rural.
Now let's talk about your platform and why these points are most important to you. And let's start off with rural economic development.
Well, it's critical for us. Without any economic development, we'll be dead in the water. We have to be aggressive in having the infrastructure, the people, the resources for companies to come, whether they're manufacturing, whether they're a call center, like our Amazon building, this warehouse that's being built. All of those help make us better. I was in a meeting yesterday and with mayors and commissioners, and we were talking about the tax base that we need, the sales tax that comes in. We desperately need that because if we don't have that coming in for the county, guess who has to make up for it? We do, as the people that live here, and that's been hurting a lot of us, including me. So I am a firm believer in rural economic development, and I'm there trying to get it.
And then another one of those talking points on your platform is public education. Let's talk about why that's important to you.
Well, I was a teacher in Emory County. Those of you that had me, I was Mrs. Stuckey, and I was married to a teacher. In fact, both my husbands were teachers. My parents were teachers. I love education, and without a good, solid education, you're not going to get anywhere. You will struggle all of your life. So to all the people out there that have kids in school, you keep them in school and you encourage them. And I especially love public education. That's where most of our students go. We do have a lot of people who have chosen to do some other things, and that's okay too. That's becoming more and more prevalent. But our public education is what our forefathers wanted us to have, and they knew how important it was. And so it's important for me to be there for education.
And then we touched on this one a little bit earlier, but oil, gas, and coal, that's been something that around here especially has been a huge talking point. Why is this something that you really emphasize in your campaign platform?
Well, we've got, even though I don't represent Uinta County, we have oil and gas over there. We have it in Duchesne County. And in the past, they've had boom to bust. Well, now they've figured out how to avoid that. And the waxy crude that they have, it is really cool. It doesn't need a lot of refinement. It just needs to be shipped to where it needs to be used. And literally, the world has discovered how good this is. And then here, of course, we don't have coal in Carbon County anymore, but we have all of those auxiliary industries that help with the coal industry that we have in Emory County and some in San Pete County. So I just think that's where our good jobs are. And a lot of people may say, oh, well, it's just kind of a low-level job. No, it isn't. Not anymore. It is very intricate. You have to know what you're doing. There's a lot of science in it. And every time I go out on a tour of anything, I'm just in awe of the men and women who work in these fields and how smart they are and how truly caring they are about their industry and the people that they serve.
And then the last major talking point on your platform is agriculture. Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I'm a farm girl. I'm not a cow girl. I'm a farm girl. And I grew up on a farm in Lewiston, Utah. It's in Cache County, right by Preston. And my grandfather had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of farmland. And we lived right by my grandpa. I'm the oldest grandchild, the oldest child. And so I grew up having lots and lots of responsibility of working on the farm. My favorite 4-H project was Holstein calves, and I would show them at the Cache County Fair, the black and white days in Richmond. So, and hauled more hay than, and thank goodness it was back when bales of hay were so that I could lift them, not like what we have now. But I love farmers and ranchers, and I love what they do. I live out in the county. I'm surrounded by hay fields that have wild turkeys and antelope and deer and all of the critters that come along with that. And I just love rural Utah. I've just never lived in the big city. Even when I lived in California as a teenager, we were in a farming community. And so to me, that's where it's at. And people sometimes really underestimate how important farmers and ranchers are in their lives.
Now, Representative Watkins, my final question for you today is, why should the residents of House District 67 vote for you?
I get things done. I represent not only our oil, gas, coal, public education, agriculture. I work hard for families. If we don't have strong families and strong communities, all the rest of it just falls apart. And I spoke at UB Tech in Roosevelt in May for their graduation, and my speech, the theme of it was love where you live, and it was the idea of that when you've become successful and you've graduated from school and you've got a good job, then work for your communities, help your mayors, help your city councilmen, help your commissioners, volunteer for all of the really fun things that we have going in all of our communities, just love where you live and help make it better for everyone.
Well, Representative Watkins, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us again. That was Representative Christine Watkins, and we were talking about her upcoming bid for re-election on the November 5th ballot. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.